So what's getting triggered inside us when someone doesn't treat us right? You know, what does that tell us about ourselves? That's the kind of question we want to kind of look at. What is it triggering inside me? And I'm suggesting that it's triggering some sense inside ourselves that we're not important, we don't matter, which is another way of saying at bottom, we don't feel loved. Why do we not matter? We don't matter because, you know, we're not being treated right, we're not being seen as worthy of respect. It's a form of love. So there's some deep sense then of that is already in us, pre-existent to whatever incident triggers it. A predisposition to feel I don't matter. I don't matter because I am not loved. I'm not lovable in some way as I am. I don't know that I'm intrinsically lovable as I am. If you walked around with an inner sense of love in your nature, firmly established, and someone didn't treat you right, so what? Big deal. It's like a mosquito bite or something, you know, it's like. But when it triggers that sense of, uh-oh, this means something about me, and we usually don't look at it that way because we focus so much on the other, right? That's the defensive form it takes. It's like I focus on you, I want to blame you, I want to get back at you, I want to prove to you how wrong you are to do that, right? That's where it goes. Which is a way of not having to go here and say, okay, what's getting touched here? And it gets more intensified in an intimate relationship where someone really matters. The more someone matters to us, the more you matter to me, the more I fear I don't matter to you. The more I fear that. You know, the more someone matters to you, the more afraid you are that you don't matter to them. Which means we get more highly sensitive, right? Our threshold of being treated badly gets much lower threshold, right? The more you matter to me, the more it matters to me how you treat me. What we usually can't handle then is the way that other people trigger this particular wound. And then we try to make them wrong for that. So again, this is an important clue again. If you're really honest, you actually get to feel a little better about yourself if you make someone else wrong. You know, this is again a way of dealing, compensating for a certain sense of I don't matter. Underneath is a sense I don't matter. But if I can make you wrong, I can make myself right, then I get to matter a little bit more in my own eyes. And I have a whole list of reasons why I'm better than you are. Kind of a propaganda system in a certain way. We all have a kind of propaganda systems that we develop individually and collectively to justify why we're better. And that's all a defense. That's all a way of compensating for a certain kind of, in my view anyway, a lack, some sense of lack inside yourself, some kind of doubt that I'm really okay. And at the root of that, not being okay means, I don't know, it's a deep insecurity that I'm lacking something. I don't matter. Matter literally means something solid, right? So in the core of us, we don't feel like this. There's nothing, there actually isn't anything solid because our nature is openness and like this space, open space. And so space, that openness that allows everything to be experienced, allows creativity, it allows knowledge, it allows being able to learn and grow and make contact and connect and so forth. All that comes out of our openness. That openness itself is not solid. It's not something that is like terra firma. And so there's a sense that that openness is the source of love. It's the source of beauty. It's the source of creativity. But it's also the source of our pain.